Oh, When you gonna tell the truth, Chilliwack? From Q107 CILQ-FM Toronto, if you haven't sent in that column from The Sun with the word magic in it, you still have a little while to do so. We'll be drawing 250 entries to see the premiere of Magic, starring Anne Margaret, Anthony Hopkins, and Burgess Meredith. And out of those 250, 10 will get a private reading from clairvoyant Simon Alexander. But time is running out, so get on it quick.
Are you ready for something extra? Then you're ready for John Labatt's new Extra Stock. Extra Stock is a brand new premium quality brew. Something extra for our friends from Labatt's, commemorating our 150th anniversary. Extra Stock is something extra. 6.5% alcohol, but it's mellow to the taste and smooth going down. Extra Stock is really something extra. Extra flavor, extra smoothness, extra taste satisfaction. You'll find it at your brewer's retail in 6s, 12s, 18s, and 24s. John Labatt's new Extra Stock. Something extra for our friends from Labatt's.
The story that's an American tradition becomes the electrifying new movie musical. The Wiz, it's here, and wow. Travel down the yellow brick road like it's never been traveled before with Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Nipsey Russell, Ted Ross, Lena Horne, and Richard Pryor as the Wizard of Oz. The Wiz, the screenplay by Joel Schumacher, produced by Rob Cohen, directed by Sidney Lumet. From Universal Pictures.
The Wiz is on now with the Varsity, Bay, and Bloor. Q107 is presenting the Good Brothers in concert on Monday, November 20th, 8:30 in Massey Hall. Tickets are $6, $7.50 on sale right now. Also, Jimmy Cliff on Friday the 17th, 9:30 in the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Tickets are $8.80. And Tim Curry will be doing a midnight show in the Music Hall Theater on Saturday, November 4th. Tickets are all sold out for that one, but we will be giving away tickets later on next week along with Tim Curry albums. It's a presentation of Toronto's Best Rock, Q107.
With my neighbor. coming along.
You can really do an album two ways. You can do it like, say, Bob Dylan does some of his. It goes in and he makes it in 4 days. And he doesn't really worry about the sound quality. Or you can take our route, really.
Right.
And both are equally as valid.
Right, sure.
But it's just the way we've stuck ourselves, really.
Yeah.
It's worth it in the end, but it goes through stages of wondering why you're doing it.
Thank you.
crisis. Where we started out, it was, we started recording in Hollywood in the smog.
Right.
And the actual bass backing tracks we were never happy with.
Right.
And we didn't actually enjoy making them. They seemed, they were a real struggle. So when we moved to England to finish off the album, it always seemed a patch-up job.
Right.
And we were kind of patching up backing tracks that we weren't totally happy with. So that kind of left an empty feeling inside.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Again, was that with most of the tracks or with some in particular?
Well, most of them, I guess, really. Poor Boy never really came out the way we wanted it.
Yeah, it's a classic song, too, that one.
Oh, it's a lovely song. I mean, we were all in love with the songs, you know, but it was just the actual recording of them. Left us a bit cold.